If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Did you ever wonder why terrorists mess with France, Germany, Sweden, Greece, England, and some parts of the United States? But you ever notice they don't mess with Israel? You ever notice nobody messes with Israel? During the Gulf War under the first President Bush, he was begging Israel not to get involved. When Saddam set up the Scud missiles and said, I'm going to go and bomb Israel with the Scud missiles, the people in Israel said, you got one time to try it. President Bush said, please, we'll send over some Patriot missiles and blow them Scuds down. Not one Scud hit Israel. Because folks know, them Abrahamites, they say, we don't have much land, but we're going to guard it. You've never heard of an Israeli plane getting hijacked because they will come in within 24 hours. That's how we ought to be because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't beat the devil with a knife and a gun. Here's what you do. The devil doesn't fight fair. He has never attacked a person singularly. The people that Jesus cast devils out of always had more than one. Well, here's what you do. When the devil thinks he's going to attack you, you say, hold on, Mr. Devil, give me a minute. Just give me a minute. He don't know what you're doing. Pick up the phone. Call one of these crazy praisers. That's why I'm telling you, you gotta identify them. When you see a deep Christian, check them off. I ain't calling you. I ain't calling you. And I definitely ain't calling you. But that one that the ushers hold down, that one that they tell them they praising too loud? Can I have your phone number? I just feel that the Lord want me to fellowship with you. And when you go through, say, hold on now, are you busy? No, baby, I ain't busy. I need your praise. I'm gonna put you on speaker. Let's get it on. Devil trying to attack me. I had a mother in Zion. When I was a new Christian, God put me under some crazy people when I got saved. And I had a mother in Zion, and her name was Mother Shula. And Mother Shula, she had given me her phone number, and she said, son, you call me whenever you need me. I called her one morning at 4 o'clock. I said, the devil's fighting me, mother, and I feel like I'm going under. She said, give me a minute. Get myself together. She said, I'll call you right back. She hung up the phone. I don't know what happened, but when she got back on that phone, I was seeing angels. She said, now let's go, son. She said, God, in the name of Jesus. She said, devil, get your hand off my son. She said, you are lying. The truth ain't in you. She said, that's God's property. She said, I stand with him right now. Some crazy, that's why I tell you to look around. Identify them weak praising people. Don't even sit around them. And I know, look, there's some people, they're just not emotional. God bless them. They're saved. But they just now, hallelujah. May God bless you richly. I grew up in them Raymond Rosen projects. And I grew up during the day when the Valley was the gang from 25th and Diamond all the way back to about 22nd Street. After 22nd, you mess with 21st and Nars. You ain't wanna go over there, but that's where I lived. But I hung in the projects. And when you was in the projects, some of the guys would come around and some of the gang would dare invade the project, the boys from the village. They'd invade from up there down into my neighborhood, and they would come in, and there'd be boys from the Valley kind of just sitting on the rails, and they see the boys from the village come down dolphin and then try to come in, and they would yell, yo, yo! And like roaches, they just come out of nowhere because they heard the yo, yo, call on the name of the Lord. When the devil comes in, let me give you this scripture. The Bible said, when the enemy, this is how it's read in the King James. They didn't do the punctuation right. The King James says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard against it. They didn't do the punctuation right. This is how it is in the Hebrew. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard. Here's what he's saying. When the enemy comes in, God's Spirit acts like a flood and pushes that lying rascal right back. And Mr. Devil, there is no flood insurance because I am a flood zone. I'm a flood zone. I'm liable to flood at any minute. I might hit a praise at any minute, and the Spirit of God, like a flood. I'm not thinking like no loser. Moses sent 12 spies over into the land. 12, each one a leader in the tribes of Israel. Out of the 12 that he sent, he had 10 bougie leaders. Bougie leaders. All dressed up in Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. But he had two Crips with their pant legs rolled up. They had that bandana sticking out their back pocket. They had on the long white T-shirt, khaki pants that were rolled up, and Timberlands with no socks. Joshua looked over at Caleb and said, ain't nothing to it but to do it. And the rest of them were going over and they were rapping. All right, let's go look at our new home. Let's get some fruit like Moses said. Look at all them people in there. Okay, they better start applying for jobs because they're going to be working for us soon. But the 10, see Caleb and Joshua, they were from the hood. Now, I don't care what you say. The best Christians are from the hood. I am sorry to insult you, Drexel Hill, Villanova, Oz people. God bless you. We need your tax dollars. But the hood taught you how to survive. See, when they cut your electric off in Villanova, you pay the bill. But when they cut yours off in the hood, you get somebody to tap into somebody else. You get somebody, hey, babe, can you help a brother out? Can you tap into that? No problem. People in the hood, we were hoping for the meltdown of Y2K. We were hoping the banks would lose our mortgage records. We were praying all the computers would die. Out in the burbs, they were like, oh dear, Chauncey, what if they lose our IRA? We were like, go ahead. I ain't got to pay you if you can't find the record. In fact, we're the cause that it didn't melt down. We gonna find a way. And we bring that mentality right over to the kingdom. When the devil shuts off one, we find us another one. Because our upbringing is one of struggle. And Christianity is one of struggle. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We struggle, but the Lord delivers us out of all of them. But you gotta struggle till he delivers you. Fight back. When you live in the hood, you ain't had your parents taking you to school, rolling you up in a car, like the kids do now. Getting out the car with clean clothes, lunch boxes, coats that are clean, wearing $40 sneakers because they're getting a ride and mama's there waiting for them. We had to walk down the alley so we could evade the person trying to rob us. Only ride we had was when we hopped the back of the bus. But what did that do? It put a warrior spirit in us. That's why the Bible said the children of this generation are wiser, but they're weaker. We didn't have no snow days. You just bundled up and went. If you fell in the snow, they found you a few weeks later. You didn't have no boots. You had sneakers with plastic bags tied around your ankles, cardboard in the bottom. But it taught you how to be tough. God don't need no wimps in his army. God needs people that see an adversary and say like Caleb and Joshua, they are meat for us. We can handle that. It ain't gonna break us. Watch this. See, when your speech is right, it creates an atmosphere. The atmosphere of expectation. And many of us, unfortunately, have lost the atmosphere of expectation. We expect to fail. We use speech like, well, I knew I wasn't going to get that job. Then why'd you go? Why'd you go fill out the application? Don't fill out the application if you don't confess the job. When you go to the doctor, before you get there, start confessing, by his stripes, I'm healed. Blood pressure, I command you get down to 117 over 65. Somebody said, oh, that's real low. You need a little white coat space. I command my body parts to be in line when I go get my physicals. I say, everything going to find out that Jesus is Lord. They laid me down last week to do an EKG. As I was laying there, I spoke to my heart. I said, be normal. Technician said, I'm not allowed to tell you, but it'll sure look good. I said, I serve a good God.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?